I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
To start, simply begin scanning your items and follow the system prompts.
When you see those self-checkouts, do you just assume they're part of the landscape now, like ATMs or self-serve gas stations? Maybe you're one of those who thinks, another job has been replaced by a machine.
Please remember to take your receipt and all of your change. Thank you.
Well, it turns out in some stores, people aren't using them that much. In supermarkets that have self-checkout lanes, only 16% of the purchases were done at the self-checkouts. That's down from 22%. And some major chains are pulling them out. Big Y is following Idaho-based Albertsons, which started eliminating self-checkout lanes a few months ago. Is this a reverse trend, or are stores waiting to see what the next evolution of self-service will be? David Livingston joins us from WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's a supermarket consultant. And David, these stores are saying that, you know, people don't like these lanes, that they want to see a friendly face. Do you take them at their word?
Oh, yes. A lot of chains have found out that you want to give the customer the best exit experience possible. And if you can put a face to that and, you know, develop a relationship between the employee and the customer, that leaves the customer with a much more positive memory than just going up to a machine and scanning their own groceries.
That's how I feel. And when Big Y announced the change, they said in the battle of service versus self-checkouts, service won. People wanted not just to have a human interaction, but problems would rise up when you use the self-service checkout lanes and there's no one there to help you.
A lot of the problems you can get are like with in-store coupons. Sometimes these self-scanners won't scan them properly. If there's a pricing mistake, you have to find someone to come over and help you. And one of the problems I really hate the most is if you're using cash and you put a worn dollar bill and it gets rejected. I hate that.
Well, and so you have these stores pulling the checkout lanes out, the self-checkout lanes out. On the other hand, we're reading quotes from people like Greg Buzek. He's a president of IHL Consulting Group, another retail consulting organization. He says self-checkout is part of retailing long-term. It's been wildly successful as technology. The market for installations grows 10% each year. So you have that conflicting opinion there. Is that because we understand some stores, like Home Depot, where people are sort of in a do-it-yourself frame of mind, the self-checkout lanes are working?
I think in the long term, I think he's right. I think we're going to see more types of self-checkouts, but I think we really don't have the best technology right now because we keep running into all these problems.
We're hearing that Kroger's, for instance, has been testing other checkout technology, including a fully automated tunnel scanner. What's that?
You just push the cart through the tunnel, and it immediately calculates everything that you've put into the cart.
Oh. What are some of the other new technologies that are on the horizon? We're hearing about handheld technology.
Well, I was just at a conference yesterday, and we spent a good hour talking about all these things. And there was one gentleman who owns a supermarket on a college campus, and his way of marketing is totally different because his oldest customers might be only 24 years old. And all his customers are raised using gadgets, iPhones, cell phones, the computer, internet. So he's in a position where he's doing a lot of business with online shopping. They're using the coupons through the iPhone. Some of these applications on these smartphones, they can scan a product and they know what the price is at this store. They know what it is at all the competing stores nearby so they can compare.
What kind of conversations are you having with your clients?
Most of my clients that I deal with are small regional independents and small independent supermarkets. They want to put their best people at the front end that are friendly and personable. Got one client, they had a bagger that would put a note, a little thank you note in the bags of each customer that he would prepare on his own time. And it was always a fun experience. And these things you remember and these things you tell your neighbors about. And when you go into a supermarket and you see certain customers all want to be in one cashier's line because she's a very personable person, as a supermarket operator, this is the kind of people you want.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they can keep heeding your advice and stem the tide of technology. That's David Livingston, supermarket consultant based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. David, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, up next, President Obama off to Europe for the G20 meeting. If he thinks the mood is nasty in Washington, wait till he gets to the Riviera. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.